Calling all fun lovers and memory makers. Texas invites you to cheer from our stadiums and dance like no one is watching. Culture seekers can find the art that truly inspires. And from our shopping hubs to our chic boutiques, fashionistas will never leave empty-handed. Texas is an unforgettable experience that's waiting just for you. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your trip today. Let's Texas.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can change your entire outlook on life and seriously boost your mental well-being. We're talking about self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? That inner voice constantly putting you down, highlighting every little mistake? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But guess what? We can rewrite that narrative. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you'd offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Now, why is this so important? In our fast-paced world, where we're constantly bombarded with expectations and pressure to be perfect, it's easy to get caught up in the endless cycle of self-criticism. But believe me, that inner critic isn't doing you any favors. It actually makes stress worse, impacts your relationships, and even hinders your ability to learn and grow. But here's the good news. Self-compassion is a skill you can learn and cultivate. And trust me, it's worth every bit of effort. So, let's explore 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of self-compassion and create a more positive, fulfilling life. 1. Recognize your humanity. We are all flawed, we all make mistakes, and that's perfectly okay. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks or imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness. Remember, everyone stumbles. It's how you get back up that matters. Think about your favorite fictional characters. They mess up all the time. But we still root for them because they learn and grow from their mistakes. We can do the same thing for ourselves. 2. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts creep in, pause for a moment and observe them without judgment. Notice how they make you feel in your body. This awareness helps create space between you and your thoughts, so you're not automatically reacting to them. It's like hitting the pause button on an overplayed song. You can choose whether or not to keep listening. 3. Offer yourself words of kindness. Treat yourself as you would treat a dear friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Or would you offer words of encouragement and support? Choose kindness, always. 4. Nurture your needs. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Take time to do things that bring you joy, relaxation, and peace. This could be anything from reading a good book to going for a walk in nature to simply taking a few minutes to breathe deeply. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both physically and mentally. 5. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and we need connection to thrive. Spend time with loved ones who support and uplift you. Share your experiences and feelings, knowing that you're not alone in this journey. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Last week, I had a total brain fart during an important presentation. You know the feeling, blank mind, heart racing, suddenly wishing you were anywhere else. But instead of letting that self-criticism spiral, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and just kept going. It wasn't perfect, but it was okay. And guess what? The audience didn't even seem to notice the little hiccup. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws or avoiding challenges. It's about facing them with grace and understanding, knowing that you are worthy of love and kindness, regardless of your mistakes. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. So, be kind to yourself today, celebrate your strengths, and embrace the journey. This is a powerful shift in thinking, isn't it? By practicing self-compassion, you're not just improving your mental health, you're creating space for growth, resilience, and genuine happiness. Remember those 5 key takeaways: recognize your humanity, practice mindfulness, offer yourself words of kindness, nurture your needs, and connect with others. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share a time when you showed yourself some self-compassion. Leave a comment on the episode page or tag me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay kind to yourselves and each other. And remember, overthinking can be cured.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.